Hey, I wanted to jump in here and let you know that we have an introductory pricing going on right now up until May 18th. And what this is I have taken my courses and combined them all into a Move Better bundle. So you're going to be working on your feet, you're going to be working on your posture, and you're going to be working on your core, pelvic floor, all of those things. And you can save big right now. I am selling this for 50% off. So head to movingthroughmidlife.com, click on the Work With Me link. It is the Moving Through Midlife program, your Move Better bundle, where you can start working on feeling better in your body. You also then get access to workouts, recipe guides, live sessions with me and live classes with me throughout the month. So head to movingthroughmidlife.com, click on the Move With Me link, enter intro, and that will give you 50% off. I'm looking forward to it.
Welcome to Raising Healthy Humans, a podcast created for busy moms, where you can easily find info on health and wellness for your family. Join Courtney, a health coach, movement and posture specialist, and founder of FormFit, an active and supportive community where she helps busy moms move more. Here on Raising Healthy Humans podcast, she shares personal life experiences, training, knowledge, and conversations with other health and wellness experts so you can raise healthy humans.
So today I want to talk about workouts when you don't have time. The biggest excuse, and I don't want to say it's an excuse, I mean, because we all have so many things that we're doing in life, and it can be easy to put ourselves and our health on the back burner. The problem with this is when we do this, we pay. We will pay later. You'll pay in your health. You'll be going. My cats are banging on the door back there. Sorry. You will pay with either your health, maybe when it comes to longevity of life or more time being in the doctor's office because you weren't taking time for yourself early on. So it's important to understand that time is kind of a construct. And if you're not going to take time now, you will pay with time later. So what can we do knowing that we all have busy lives? And I understand, you know, life is busy and you may not have time to do, you know, an hour long workout where you go to the gym because you've got driving time to go to your gym. And then you also have the time of the class, which most classes are 45 minutes to an hour long, that type of thing. So you don't have time to work out, but I want you to think about how you're thinking about working out, because that changes everything. The thing that I want to talk to you about is you get to make the rules. You do not have to focus on anything specific that you hear from other people. This is you and your life, and you get to make the rules of how you are going to get your workout in each and every day. I do believe you need to find ways to move every single day so that you are creating consistency. And I'll talk about kind of how I recommend it, but this is going to help you create the consistency that you need to help keep you going, and also help you to feel the results in the way of feel good about what you're doing. So when you practice doing it every single day, you'll start to feel confident and motivated to keep going based on how you are moving. So you don't have to do a 30 to 45 minute workout each and every day, but you do need to find ways to move every day. If we were to look back in time, we would notice that people, we as a society, We didn't work out as much. I mean, I remember when I was young, gyms were very new in our area. And I think it was like called Racquet Club or something. One of the gyms in our area was like a racquet club, and they had indoor racquetball. And then they had like this little workout or little area where they did aerobics. But that was about it. It wasn't like a huge gym like we think of today. And one of my friend's moms used to always go play. And I just thought that was the neatest thing, because my mom didn't work out like this, but this mom was doing the workouts. This was very new. This was not something that everyone was doing. And if you think about like what we were doing on a regular basis to kind of create movement in our lives, we weren't working out. We weren't wearing our athleisure wear, and we weren't dealing with the obesity rate that we're dealing with today. So what was different? What was different for us back then? And one of the biggest things that I feel like I remember was just all the ways we were having to move more. One of the biggest things, I think, you know, like one of the easiest ways for me to explain it is for those of you that are not Gen Xers, just watching TV. If you wanted to change the channel, if you wanted your volume to go up or down, you would have to get up out of your seat, walk up to the TV, turn the knob, and then go sit back down. So if you think about how many times throughout the day, if you're watching TV, are you changing the channel? Are you turning the volume up and down? And imagine doing a sit to stand, or what we would call in the exercise world, a squat. How many times are we doing that for that TV? And then also, you didn't have endless amounts of TV that you could watch on, you know, watch a whole Netflix series at once. You have to watch whatever's on. And many times, especially for us children, there wasn't anything on. I mean, you had your Saturday morning cartoons for a period of time, but here it is summer. I mean, think about what summer was like. There was not stuff to watch. So you would be like, I'm going outside to play. So you're creating movement that way. So we moved a lot more back then. So that's what I want you to think about when you're thinking about movement today, is how can I find little ways to create more movement in my life? You can do something as simple as taking that remote control, placing it across, you know, on a desk or on a table or up near the TV. And if you want to change the channel, get up, walk over to it to change the channel, go sit back down. These little steps can make a huge difference over time. Are you going to notice major differences right away? No. But over time, these little things make huge differences. So that's one way you can create more movement in your life. The other way is to get rid of the construct of time with your workout. So when you are thinking about that 30 to 45 minute workout, you might say, oh, I don't have time to do that because I can't go to that class or whatever. The time doesn't work for me, or, you know, the amount of time doesn't work for me. Well, I know for like my classes, what I do is if you come in late, that's fine. I mean, you may need to get warmed up for yourself, but we have 30 minute classes online. Come in when you need to, like when you can. If you only have 20 minutes to work out, leave early. I have moms leaving early that work that have to get out, you know, before the class is over. That's fine. The goal is just to get you moving a little bit more throughout the day. The other thing that I like to recommend, and if you go to my YouTube page or even in my Facebook community, you're going to see these quick 5-minute workouts. Now, the goal is get movement in, get exercise in short bursts. What can happen is if I commit to saying like, I'm only going to do 1 minute, or I'm only going to do this 5-minute video, you start to feel good, and then you add on to it. So you might add another 5 minutes. You might go find another video, or you could do that video again. What I usually like to do with my videos is it's say 5 exercises for 1 minute each, do up to 3 rounds. So that would be a 15-minute workout. Then maybe you go for a walk or something, and you know, you've gotten a nice workout in for that day. The other thing that you can do is just a 1 minute thing. So here I've been sitting for a little bit. So just stand up and start moving. And I think we worry about like, a few things that I hear people say is, oh, I'm already dressed and I don't want to get all sweaty again. That's an excuse. Like, seriously, do you think if I were to stand up and start moving my arms up over my head and just taking little steps that I'm going to get all sweaty? Oh, I'm going to get all sweaty by doing that. But I will tell you, I'm going to get my heart rate up very quickly. And, you know, that's going to change how my body responds so that when I sit back down, you know, I'm going to have had this cardio burst, so to speak. And it changes how your body then, you know, your breathing is impacted, your heart rate comes up, and everything is then impacted from that. And it was just 1 minute. So these little things do help. And especially over time, the other thing I recommend is for those of you who I'll always recommend people to go for a walk every day. I think it's great for blood sugar, stress reduction, all of it. So if you can go for a walk, even if it's 5 or 10 minutes, and you may have to do a couple of times throughout the day, but just go for a walk, step out the front door, go, you know, 2 minutes up the road, 2 minutes back, you've got 4 minutes in. And you could even do a little, you know, 10 squats, 10 push-ups, and then that's your workout. And then do it again later. You know, at some point midday, during your lunch break or whatever, you can do that again. It doesn't have to be for the whole lunch break. You don't have to take a 30-minute walk around your neighborhood or walk around the office and then, you know, use up your lunch break and now you're eating while you're working. No, just do 5 or 10 minutes. Do it in the evening when you get home with your family. Those little things, like I said, they add up. And we have got to get out of thinking about workout and movements in a specific way. Last thing when it comes to no time is you have to stop putting other things before yourself and your health. There are many things that we do that are truly unhealthy for us. This scrolling TikTok, this, you know, scrolling, and you've heard it numerous times and you know, but and we all do it. But think about how much time, I mean, even take a minute right now, and I want you to look at your phone and I want you to see how many hours you were on the phone yesterday. And you may see that that time could have been the time that you gave to yourself a workout, which is going to increase endorphins, is going to help you feel better about yourself, will start to have positive impacts on your actual health, on your blood sugar. The more you exercise and move, the more insulin sensitive you become. So you're able to handle those blood sugar spikes better. The more you move, the more, the better the cardiovascular health you are. The more you move, the more strength you will have, and you won't be dealing with sarcopenia as much as you age. There's so many things that movement is going to help you with if you just take the time to do it. And if you're using the excuse of no time, and then you're also spending a lot of time doing these mindless tasks that are not doing anything for you, they're making you more depressed, they're making you anxious, upset, all of these different things, because they're just really kind of draining your energy and life, the way you feel. This is a negative effect. And you could be doing something that's going to create a different effect altogether. So those are the things that I want you to think about when it comes to movement and how you are just thinking about movement and working out when you don't have time. So one is, how can you find little ways to move more? I actually posted on the Facebook and Instagram page a picture of different ways to sit. These are other things that you can be doing as well when it comes to movement. It does not have to be getting up out of your seat. It's, how can we move our body into different positions so that we can feel different movement patterns so that our body can be placed into different positions as well. So that is the first one, find ways to move differently and move differently within the positions you're in. So even just little stretches while you're sitting and working. The second is, get rid of the construct of time when it comes to your workouts. You can do quick workouts. I'll actually, for those of you, next week, we are going to be doing another no time challenge in our Moms Raising Healthy Humans community. So you can join us there and take part in that. And then also the last thing is putting other things before yourself. So make sure to take time for yourself today, even if it's just for 1 minute. 1 minute is a positive change. It creates consistency. You will get you'll get that positive reward once you complete the 1 minute. So go out and do that. You can give me like 1 minute of jumping jacks or step in place. I hope you all have a wonderful day. And make sure to keep moving.
Thanks for taking the time out of your day to listen to our podcast. We hope you found this information valuable and can incorporate it into your family's life. Make sure to check out our show notes for all the important links available. Come join us on Facebook at Moms Raising Healthy Humans community page. Also, please check out our wide range of memberships, family monthly focus ideas, challenges, live events, and on-demand and live workouts, meal plans, and so much more. Head to formfitonline.com. And as always, keep moving.